The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Choir, God bless you in Jesus' name. I say, God bless you in Jesus' name. I know you are going to be very blessed tonight. If you know you are going to be blessed, shout hallelujah. I'm using a bigger computer today because I know a bigger blessing is coming for you. The normal system I use for my messages, the battery refused to come up, and the Lord used that to minister to me. That no matter, I think you went to buy me that computer, right? You went to that small system. No matter how beautiful or expensive looking a person is, if you are not charged, you are useless. No matter how wonderful your certificate is, if you are not spiritually charged, you are replaced. Friends, your fire will not go out. I say your fire will not go out. You will never tell the story of when you used to be a useful vessel. You will never tell the story of when you used to fast for 3 days and more. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Continually and consistently, you will never lose your fire. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. So we use this biggie tonight because big blessings are coming for somebody. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Divine Blessing Series. Terminating struggling via divine blessings. Termination of struggles via divine blessings. Our God is a God that wants us to be blessed. We have to be fast tonight because we are coming again tomorrow morning at 7:30. So I would like us to be very fast. Our God does not want us to struggle at all. His intention for us always is to enjoy progress. Somebody say progress. If that is what is going to be your portion, let me hear you say it. He wants us to enjoy progress. He also wants us to enjoy speed. And of course, he wants us to enjoy breakthrough. God has never intended that any of us should be a struggler. In Proverbs 4 verse 18, it says, the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shines more and more until the perfect day. So God's intention for you is that you do well in life. And that is what is going to happen to you. Any child of God that is struggling in business, in ministry, in finance, in academics, in marriage or marital issues, or any segment of life, that situation is a misnomer. It is not the intent and the intention of the Creator. Something has gone wrong somewhere. That's what we have come to deal with tonight. Because for somebody here tonight, the last time you struggled is the last time you ever struggle for anything again. I know some people that they struggle for everything. To enter primary school, struggle. Sorry, so enter nursery school, struggle. Primary school, struggle. Secondary school, struggle. To enter any higher institution, struggle. That's why some quarters not here. They say the struggle continues. We call it Aluta Continua, Victoria Sata. Say, for you, struggle will not continue. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. You know why it's good to say amen all the time when you are being prayed for? You don't know the day that God will come and answer. You don't know. God did not tell you this is the day that we answer. For somebody tonight, your struggle will be terminated tonight. Amen. The father of all struggle is the devil. In John chapter 10 verse 10, John chapter 10 verse 10, said the devil cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Quickly tonight, before we go into prayers, because like I said, we'll try to be very fast. Causes of struggling. Causes of struggling. Number one cause of struggling is living without God's involvement in one's life. In John 15 verse 5, he says, without me, ye can do nothing. When a man or a woman lives his life as if God doesn't exist, he has signed up for permanent struggle. He has a PhD in struggleology. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. You will bring forth much fruit. And everybody will see it. I say you will bring forth much fruit. Say, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, nothing can be done. You know, once this fact sinks into you, you become more conscious of what you are doing with your life. Without me, you can't pass. Without me, you can't get married well. Without me, you can't build a business. Without me, you can't prosper. Without me, you can't progress. Nothing can be done except you are in me. Living without God is an automatic ticket to struggling. Number two. But before we go into that number two, let's open quickly to Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19, very popular scriptures. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. That is, I will be involved in your life, and there will be a new thing in your life. Let me hear your amen. There will be a new development in your life. I can hear your amen. There will be a new development in your family. Let me hear your amen. Number two. Causes of struggling is lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Once there's no knowledge, this is automatic ticket for struggling. We mostly struggle in areas to which we don't know much. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Once you don't have knowledge, that is the iron is already blunt. He said, if the iron be blunt, and he do not wet the edge. That is, if there is a knife and you don't sharpen it, there's that orange. That you'll be struggling to use that knife to cut ordinary orange. How many of us have experienced it before? You want to cut orange and you use a knife, and it's as if the knife is not in existence. It's just doing the orange somehow. The orange ridicule the knife. The orange mesmerizes as if the orange is wood and the knife is the iron. Why? The knife is blunt. That is what happens when we don't have knowledge. We struggle in the areas that we don't have knowledge. From tonight, I see you acquiring more knowledge in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, number three, causes of struggling, slothfulness. Many struggle not because of the devil, but because of slackness and slothfulness. In Proverbs 10 verse 4, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4 explains to us that he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. If your desire in life is to be prosperous, avoid slothfulness or slackness. That's why a lot of people are not here tonight. Hey, another 3 days again. Ah, it's not easy. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18 tells us, by much slothfulness the building, when we are saying building, we are not talking of only this building, life, by laziness and slackness the life of a person can decay. Your life will not decay. I say your life will not decay. By much slothfulness the building decayed, and through idleness of hands the house droppeth through. Any house that you see that is not in use, it drops through. Any life that is slothful, slack. If work can kill, people like us should have been dead. If work kills, people like us should have been long dead. With the number of hours that we work in a day, and the number of things that goes on in our brain per day, both brain work, hand work, eye work, leg work. Sorry? Mind work. That's what I said now. Mind work. Your brain work. Mind work. Body work. We should have been dead. Work does not kill. Work adds to your worth. It colors your destiny. Friends, when you see a person who is slack in work or slack in anybody that when he's so excited on Friday night, that, oh, so throughout Saturday, Sunday, I will not work. Then on Monday morning, the person is crying. The person will eventually become a struggler. Work adds to your... He said, my father worketh itato, and I work. There is no non-worker that can become anything in life. Anybody, that's why we always advise people, get something doing. Your continuous staying and just doing nothing is decaying your mind and decaying your body. That's why when people say they retire, it doesn't take long before they begin to talk of also. They didn't have any disease before. When they do their retirement party and they are doing nothing, they just wake up in the morning, they read newspaper, and then they stay at the bank calling. They are waving to them, hello. Are you there? Dad, how? Bye-bye. Hello. Nothing doing. Then the friend come, they gossip, talk politics, talk this, that. Before you know it, they are weak. But when you're somebody who is very agile, first Tuesday of the month, say, I must be at that prayer and fasting. Wednesday, I must be there. Night vigil, I must be there. Is there any other one again? I must be there. Agile, walking. God said, this one, you are the next for the blessing. Leaves the church in the night, gets home, prepares the house, prepare everything, goes into the room again and blasts tongues for 1 hour or more. Those kind of people never struggle. Friends, this 3 days fasting permanently marks the end of everything called struggling around your life. I said, marks the end of everything called struggling around your destiny. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four cause of struggling is prayerlessness. Until a man signs up for prayers, struggle continues. Prayer is the gateway, is the exit route to struggling. Any area you are struggling about, invest in prayers daily in that area. In 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10, there was a man called Jabez who was a struggler. His mother named him Sorrow, and his life was a struggling life. And he went to God, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Your request shall be granted today. I say your request shall be granted today. Your request shall be granted today. Please, I want to beg you. Don't play kite with your life. The issue of prayer is a non-negotiable thing for life. Issue of prayer is, you don't, as long as you have something you are trusting God for, nobody should encourage you to pray. The sign that a person is not interested in prayer is, it shows one thing. There is no vision. There is no drive. The person is already approaching retirement, exit point. The person that is fasting almost every day and praying almost many hours a day, God has not answered the person. Not to talk of somebody who did not even approach God at all on any matter. Take your life serious. Only those that are serious and glorious. The issue of prayer is not negotiable. Recently, my wife and I, we went somewhere. And then the person was asking her, when do you wake up? She said, conservatively, maybe around 3:30 to 4. She said, why? For what reason? What are you waking up? Then she looked at me, I smiled. Why? What are you waking up for that? She said, prayer now. I said, prayer? For what reason? I'm also. That's why the results are different. Wake up in the place of prayer. You desire to stop struggling. You desire that God should change your level in any area. Face the devil one-on-one. if you know that your father born you, meet me at 11 p.m. tonight. If you know, say you they born you well, meet me at 11 p.m. tonight till 4 a.m. Let us see who win. I speak to somebody's life today. New grace to stand with God in the place of prayer. New grace to camp with God every day of your life, Monday to Sunday. Creating time for God on a consistent basis. Receive that grace tonight. I say, receive that grace tonight. Receive that grace tonight. You don't necessarily have to wake up at 4 a.m. But as a Christian, I believe before the people on the other side begin to make their noise at 5:30, you should be up. Hello? Before the people on the other, before they begin to make their noise at 5:30, they start by 5:30, you should be up by that time. Except you prayed into the night. Maybe you prayed from 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, like that. Then maybe, okay, maybe you wait till like 5:30, 6 and all that. Depends on your own personal. But you must commit your day to God. You must terminate struggle before struggle makes you a permanent, makes your house a permanent home of abode. Enough is enough. Let me hear you say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Number 5 causes of struggling is called demonic and satanic attack. I mean, this is one of the greatest, especially in Africa. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. In Africa, one of the greatest problems we have is this issue. Because an average African home is occultic. An average African family has an occultic background. Serving one name, all this nonsense name, you all know them. Or serving all sorts of things as the foundation of the family. And this continues to make the children to struggle. This continues to make the children to you offend somebody and the person said, I will show you. I will show you. And then the person goes, does all sorts of things with their rubbish remote control to try to keep you permanently struggling. But I speak to somebody here tonight, their arrow shall be returned back to sender. I told them the story some time ago of a guy who was in medical school who always had Whitlow in his hands. Every time he wanted to write an exam. That's a demonic arrow. That's the arrow of struggling. He was eventually sent out of medical school simply because every time there's an exam, his hand will be swollen. I remember when I was in university, there was a guy in faculty of law. I don't know if my wife will remember that story. In faculty of law, I can't remember the guy's name now, who was always dressing like a female. Sorry? Eh? Dark for the girl. You do like this. Very brilliant. They shot him. They threw pepper. Pepper. Do you know pepper? Not the pepper you buy in the market. Oh. Pepper. Somebody that enter school, pass jam. You do like this. With red lipstick. He will fix his hair. Dark for the law. Helen. You can't be on Ife campus and say you don't know that for the law because he was very awkward. I think eventually maybe he died or something. I can't remember. Law school rejected him. Oh. Was he still there? Later, much later? They called a psychologist for him. Okay. Every arrow of the wicked sent to you and your children. Anybody waking up in the night to call your name, anybody holding on to your picture or to the picture of your business or to your own personal picture, everyone attacking you spiritually, I say today, fire of God roast them. I said the fire of God will roast them. I said the fire of God will roast them. Anyone against your destiny, that person is declared terminated tonight. Anybody that says that over his dead body, you will not be happy. I say in the name of Jesus, I declare that they begin to rest in peace under the grave. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Number 6, causes of struggling is lack of dreams. Life is about dreams. Once you don't have a dream, you are doomed. In Genesis 11 verse 1 to 6, the children of men at that time, they began to build a tower. And in verse 6, Genesis chapter 11 verse 6, God said, there's nothing I cannot, anything these people imagine to do, it is possible. Many struggle because there is no dream. The Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained for them, which they had imagined to do. There's nothing they want that they cannot do. Look at Joseph. Joseph permanently ended struggling in his life as a direct result of dreams. Genesis 37 verse 5. Genesis 37 verse 5. And Joseph dreamt a dream. He dreamt a dream. Now, this dream we are talking about is not necessarily a dream of the night. Not that he slept too. When you see Joseph dreamt, it doesn't mean that he dreamt overnight. And no. He dreamt. He dreamt a dream and he was standing like this. And he also dreamt. He dreamt that he was a big person. He told his brothers, I have a dream that I'm going to be very great. That is, I have a vision that something great will happen to me. He dreamt in the night. He dreamt again when he was standing. I dreamt that I was great. And that's why many of you that have bad dreams, when somebody wants to injure you or says that your dream will not come true in the dream, and you wake up with that, you go back and sleep so that you can re-dream. If somebody used Koboko to flog me now during my dream, I don't have problem. I will pray and I will go back to sleep so that I can re-dream that dream. And I will now look for Koboko with blade and pursue the... Some time ago, when this ministry just started, maybe our first year or so, somebody appeared to me in the dream with acid. I said, why are you delivering people? What's your problem? What are you looking for again? Why are you delivering people with acid? They will never forget me. That person will never forget me for life. Dream a dream. Don't apologize for your dream. Don't apologize to anybody for your dream. Dream a dream. If don't dream local dream. Don't dream local dream. Dream that you are great and you will be great. I speak to you tonight. You are going to be very great. You don't know if you are not great. We are failed, all we pastors here. All our fasting, tire. You don't, and you are not great. You must be great. I say you must be great. I say you must be great. I say you must be great. You must be great. You must become the envy of your world. You must become the envy of your family. As I begin to round up tonight, in my usual tradition since I started this series, secrets of how to get these blessings, these divine blessings that can terminate these struggles. I'll give you four, then we go to pray. Secrets. Number one secret is steady intake of the word. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He says, verse 3 now. Verse 3, not 4. Verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is he that readeth. We're talking of the Bible here now. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. That is, the person that reads is blessed. Anybody that studies the Bible regularly is a blessed person. The Bible is a container of blessings. Say, blessed is he that readeth. That's why in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, say, blessed is the man that standeth not in the path of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Someone say, law of the Lord. And in this law does he meditate day and night. Then this same man, he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in season, and his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Stretch your hands forward here. Your two hands. These two hands you have stretched forward today. I speak prophetically in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is you lay these two hands upon, it must prosper. Yeah. This your two hands, you will not use it to bury your children. This your two hands, you will not use it to write an exam and fail. This your two hands, you will not use it to do carryover. With this your two hands, you will handle multi-millions. In fact, you will move from millions to billions. So shall it be in Jesus' name. So steady intake of the word in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now very quickly, number 2, secret of divine blessings, which will terminate struggle, is spiritual investment. I'll not speak much about this because yesterday I spoke about it. Today again I've spoken about it a little bit. Any spiritual exercise you engage in brings about divine blessings. Starting from worship to praise to fastings, anything that is called spiritual exercise, it must culminate in blessing. I think I said yesterday that this flesh is nothing. Just like it's written in John 6 verse 63. The flesh profited nothing. Anything you do spiritually is a call for blessing. John 6 63. Anything you do is it calls for blessing. It calls for progress. I pray for somebody here today that God is going to help you the more. John 6 63. John 6 63. I pray for everybody here tonight. The grace comes for you in the name of Jesus. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. There's nothing in this flesh. What you should be investing on every time is your spirit man. Robust spirit man. Feeding it very well with messages. Feeding it very well with worship. Recently, I discovered that I started losing some of the songs that I sing. Maybe sometimes I have a back of a note where I put them. So I created a system for songs. And I created a notebook where I store songs. So I don't need to search my brain much to get a song when I'm in my personal closet. If I need a particular song for a particular, I just go there and get it. And my wife saw it, said, I like this, I will copy it. Those are the kind of things you'll be copying. You copy things that involve spiritual investment. You build your life on spiritual values and virtues. Recently, one of my fathers in the faith challenged me when I heard the kind of things they do to get in contact with God. And I told my wife, Kai, whatever it will take, we must also get on this platform. Whatever it will take, invest in your spiritual life massively, then blessing will pursue you. Invest in your spiritual, buy tapes, buy worship tapes, buy messages, buy good books. I can't imagine myself using books of unbelievers to be preaching sermon on Sunday morning. That's rubbish. I don't even have the time to read unbelievers' books. The time is not even there now. Invest massively in your spirit man. Spend quality time with God. Let the things of God be your major task in life. And as you do that, I see blessings pursuing you in Jesus' name. Number 3, secret of blessing is called pronouncement from prophets, or I can call your pastor. Prophetic pronouncement from your prophet. Hosea chapter 12 verse 10. And of course we read verse 13. Hosea chapter 12 verse 10. He said, I have also spoken by prophets. That's God speaking now. He says, I want to speak, but I might not speak directly. So I spoke through prophets. And I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of prophets. Go to verse 13 now. Is there iniquity? Verse 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he praised. Our pastors, our prophets are banks of blessing. They are container of blessing. That's why men and women who are married here to servants of God, you need to be very careful so that you don't get over familiar with your husband or with your wife, that you don't know that you are sleeping on the same bed with a carrier of blessing. They are deposits of blessing. God created them and deposited blessing in their mouth. Once they can tell you God bless you is enough. I'm talking of genuine servants of God, not the ones that see CBL or the ones that give kisses to some girls on the side. Genuine ones. Not the ones that see take palm wine. I'm talking of the ones whose tongue is consecrated with blessing. There is no defilement on their tongue. Once they pronounce blessing on you, God stamp it. Guy. Once they can pronounce a blessing, no devil can stop it. They are carriers and containers of blessing. Once they release it, the blessing must follow. And number four, secret of divine blessing is called parental blessings. Exodus 20 verse 12. Our parents carry blessings in their mouth. And those blessings can change. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Friends, can I advise you tonight? Don't get to a point in life where your parents, spiritual and biological, become nonsense in your hands. Joseph honored his father throughout his life. In Genesis 49 from verse 22 or so, 22 to 26, the father pronounced blessing on him more than he pronounced on all the other children. Joseph, he said, that's Jacob speaking. He said, Joseph, he said, it's a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abhorred in strength, and the arm of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee? God will help you. That's the father speaking to a child. Say, God will help you. He will help you. It will help thee. And by the God and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven, blessing of the deep that lieth under. I want to believe he must have put his hand here when he was praying that prayer. Say, blessing that lieth under, and the blessing of the breast. He didn't have a breast, but he was talking about the breast of his wife, so he put his hand on his breast. Blessing of the breast and of the womb. Can you see that? That is what the blessing of parents can do. Or not. Let me quickly, as I round up, let me give you three ways to provoke the blessings from the servants of God or from your parents. These two people carry blessings. How do you provoke these blessings from them? Number one, honor them always. Both in their presence and in their absence. You can't get blessing from anyone or any institution you dishonor. Your parents, your pastor, either they are there present or absent. As I was telling you, were in my office yesterday, one young man was on the altar. He said, I'm standing as a representative of God and his servant, honoring the servant of God. Even the servant of God was not there. He was in Calabar. And in some people, they are just waiting for the servant of God not to be around. Not even a matter of not being around. He is even around, but he's not visible. They can even call him by name. C'est j'ai Victor one man. J'ai Victor show up in service lane ni. Rotel of Ongo. Ah. Rotel of Ossin Beke. Gelo chele. Ah. Oh. You know, recently something happened. I just laughed. Two guys, we sent them on a message somewhere. And then they carried somebody on in a free ride. And I phoned them. Hello, where are you? How's everything? He said, fine. Where are you now? Okay, when are you coming back to Ilorin? He said, very soon. Okay, God bless your journey. The one that was driving the car now asking, Kilo, sir? The person at the back said, ah, the ear is as if I want to break. Ah! He said, Kilo, two, Kilo, no, Kilo, sir. And the person phoned me at night that, hello, are you sure that these people are they crazy or what? This is what happened. I said, don't worry. I said, it's just one of those things. Honor them in their, you know, a married person, you can be on your bed with your husband and say, but pastor, show what you're cleaning. And our pastor saying, you cannot say it in the church, but because you feel you are. Do you know that everywhere we are, God is there? He's there. And once you dishonor your parents, you dishonor the servant of God, you have dishonored God directly. Watch it. Honor them in their presence and in their absence. Don't dishonor them in their presence and in their absence. You treat them as if. Okay, number two, how do you provoke blessings from them? Give to them regularly. Let something flow from you to them regularly. Every time, let something flow. Provoke the blessing. They don't want to bless you. They want to carry the blessing away. Be a wise person. Be wise. When you can see that there's a high deposit of blessing, look for how you can get your own share. Don't be a give me child. Be a blessing to your parents. And number three, serve God under them faithfully. If you really want blessing, serve God under them faithfully. Serve God under them faithfully with everything in you. And then you see God blessing you. My prayer for you tonight is that these showers of blessing will locate you and your family in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.